Hare Krishna, I want to affectionately greet you this morning after such a tremendous weekend with so much of nectar pouring into our hearts. It is my great honor, and I must tell you, my great nervousness to address you. I start usually to get nervous when there are more than 10,000 people before. No, 25,000 people is my number. but here it's devotees of Krishna who have done so much sincere chanting and who are such great souls also. I know many or some of you were born into this movement from Krishna conscious parents, and you owe my deep respect. So I'm very, very excited, really. My subject matter today is the proper mood of kirtan. But before speaking, I should briefly introduce my own relationship to kirtan. It would be a long story to describe my whole journey through life and the different important parts kirtan played in my life, but I want to just single out two moments which were, I would say, birth-giving to me. There was, first of all, the way I came to Krishna consciousness. I had a profound experience with kirtan before the TV set. Some of you know my bad qualities. I was a Rolling Stones fan, and one of my heroes had just died from an overdose of undesirable substances. And it was broadcasted on TV, and I used to know these people, and I was crying. And then right after this sad experience, the announcer on the TV said, "And now an exciting new band. I really don't know who they are, but they are with George Harrison. They will chant Hare Krishna." And then there was a kirtan with Yamuna singing and Mukunda and Shyam Sunda and and many devotees of the London temple. Tamakrishna Maharaj was there. And I remember something in me told me to sing along with the TV. So I sang along, and at the end my tears were gone, and I had a profound understanding that God had come to me somehow by this singing, and everything was all right, even birth and death. So I remember this as a very important part in my life where I decided to become a devotee. Another incident was much, much later, maybe 20, it's now 15 years back, and I remember I was looking onto my life and I could see it was not ecstatic, it was not blissful. I still had many anattas, and I was really coming into a faith crisis, you could say, where I thought, does the process really deliver the fruits? Do we really can we become Krishna consciousness? I was doubting this, because I myself didn't experience something. I mean, I was very busy. I was always preaching, and there were many successes in the outside field, but no success in the inside field, or not much. So I decided to do a spiritual search. I will not go long into the thing. I did also mistakes during the search. And not that I broke principles or chanted or stopped my chanting or anything. I just looked everywhere in the Himalayas, at Mountain Kailash, everywhere for answers to my question, how can I transform my heart? And at that time, something wonderful, kirtan came back again in my life. I do remember that there was a meeting with the godbrother of Srila Prabhupada, who has left the body. He's a wonderful, very saintly godbrother, Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj, maybe some of you know, someone who is not, with whom we don't have a complicated relationship. Our ISKCON doesn't, he was always invited to speak and so on. And I met him and I went to him and I said, look in my heart, I'm a so-called successful preacher. I'm even supposed to lead others in spiritual life. But how do I really become Krishna conscious? Look, you can see me. And then this devotee, this older devotee, I do remember, he just came out of the bathroom. His gamsha was dripping. He was bent over by old age. He was already 100, I don't know, almost 100 years old. And he sat down with his wet gamsha on his bed, exploding with enthusiasm. And he said, he just shouted to me. I can only describe it like this. With great force, Mahaprabhu Bolo! Mahaprabhu said that in Kali Yuga, the main upaya or means to become Krishna consciousness is through Sankirtan. And he went on in Bengali. I didn't understand one word for 2 hours. Devotees came to say, Maharaj, you are supposed to dress and give a lecture downstairs in the temple. But he just wiped everything away and just kept on saying, Sankirtan, Chetodapana Marjanam. I knew some of the shlokas. And although I didn't understand really what he said in between, everything was clear, and I knew, yes, this is also in relationship to what my spiritual master has given to me. So then I changed lives. I started my retreats in Vrindavan, where I disappear for 1 month and just chant the holy name from morning to late at night, and I'd started to teach, I'd started to write books, and now we are just preparing a big event in Central Park where we expect 200,000 people doing kirtan. So if it happens, then it happens only due to Prabhupada's and Krishna's mercy, but we are trying to do things. Alright, now, this is what I want to say is, you have a man before you who's shaking with enthusiasm for kirtan. And after Madhava's super, super, super good kirtan yesterday, I was convinced. I will now sing from morning till evening. I'm a kirtan man. And then I have found out my name is Sachinandan. This morning I noted this Sachinandan Das, you know, I noted this. You know, Gauranga Mahaprabhu's name is and for the first time it became what? Yes. Oh, I forgot. In the brief time which I have, because many speakers will address us today, Madhava Prabhu, Manu, Amala Harinam, they will share inspirations with all of us. In the brief time I have today, I would like to bring your attention to Srila Jiva Goswami's statement. He says, Sankirtan, which is singing the holy names performed with others, is more powerful and superior to kirtan, which is singing alone. Because by chanting together with many others, extraordinary devotional feelings are created. Now, what are these extraordinary devotional feelings, you might ask yourself? 500 years ago, a very extraordinary disciple sat before his spiritual master. The guru's name was Ishwarapuri, and the disciple was? Yes, you know everything. And Ishwarapuri disclosed what he considered the essence of the Srimad Bhagavatam. He quoted a verse where these extraordinary devotional feelings are described. He said, "One who chants the names of one's beloved Lord without material attachment or inhibition," you know, no inhibition, just chant, "awakens deep attachment to his Lord." So he says, if you chant without inhibition, deep attachment to the Lord comes. And then he speaks about the transformation of the heart which comes afterwards. As his heart melts with ecstatic love, he laughs very loudly or cries or shouts, like you were yesterday. I didn't see that you laughed during the kirtan, but some laughed. I laughed, yes, when we saw Syamananda dancing and Nimai dancing. I couldn't look. It was so funny. And I had to carry on. I remember when Madhava played his something on the Madanga. I don't know how to call it. His something. You think the beat is coming and then it's not coming and you wonder, is he still there? And he smiles at you. So he laughs very loudly or cries or shouts. Sometimes he sings and dances like a madman, what is it called? Madman, oblivious to public opinion. These are the extraordinary devotional feelings, which mean that the heart gets transformed. You become actually blissful. You become a happy Vaishnava as a result of kirtan. Now, I think you will agree with me that we all want that, no? It's required. It's required. But the question now is, how do we chant? The Hare Krishna movement chants for how many years? 35 years or 40 years? 40 years, must be 40. 40 years. 45 years, thank you. Are we all ecstatic? Are we all blissful? Are we free from anattas and politics? Ask your heart what you, because you are, it should be an individual question. These type of questions we should not ask to others, we should ask them to us. How to come to this state of transformation of the heart? Now, if you research the scriptures, you will find that there is one, I wouldn't call it technique, let's call it mood, yes, this is actually the title of this. There's one mood in which you should chant so that these results come. And the Sanskrit word for this mood is sambandha. And the English word, an English translation, a possible English translation is connection. Chant with connection, with an inner connection to the person whose name you are chanting. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that devotee must chant with an inner orientation of sambandha. That means he will think while he chants the following things. I am a tiny soul. I am actually a part of the Supreme Lord Krishna. He is my infinite master. And in this mood, he will do his abhideya, means his spiritual practice, which is to chant. Now he says, unless and until you chant in this mood of sambandha, inner connection, you will only derive the shadow of the holy name, not the substance. In my seminars, in order to explain this, I often give this analogy. Imagine, Manu would say, you chanted very nice and we will offer you now as a climax of the event, a typical Radha dish pizza after the conference is over. And then we come to the pizza and Manu would have made an arrangement that we see one nice piece of pizza. We are 100 people. It's only one piece of pizza. And he puts a light on it and there's a shadow of the pizza. So he will say, today, guys, you eat the shadow. It would be an exquisite torture. My dear devotees, if you chant the holy name of the Lord, if you only chant the shadow of the holy name, you have a similar experience. It's not that you like to chant your rounds, you feel it's an exquisite torture. It's when the kirtan is there and you only have the shadow, you think, when is this over, please? I have many important things to do now. You won't really be nourished. Just like someone who eats only the shadow of a preparation cannot be nourished and derive strength from it. Is my point clear? So you do need to chant in a connected way. And I very much appreciate how Madhava, who's my kirtan star at the moment, Madhava and Lokanath Maharaj, these are the two. So they always tune us in. They know the kirtan won't nourish the devotees if the devotees are not really now making contact to the holy name. If it's a disconnected kirtan, or as we always say, spaced out, it means you are in another space, really. You are not with it. My dear devotees, I have a question for you. What is it in you that keeps you from giving your 100% to whatever it is that you are doing? It's this disconnected. We don't make a connection somehow. We are not with it. We have not joined. We are not connected. It's not together, you know. So in kirtan, it's very, very, very important that you connect with Krishna. And yesterday, many of you, I saw, you were like me. You looked at this beautiful picture, which at this moment we can only have there because we will have some international films here in a while. I could see some of you were looking, and some of you were looking to the deities, and so on. Once, our Aindra Prabhu was asked for research on kirtan. Aindra Prabhu, how do you bring feeling into the kirtan? And you, many of you know them and know him personally. And he used to say, he said at that time, thought for a moment, but not long. It came very, very, very spontaneously. He said, feel the separation. We are now separated from Krishna. And by kirtan, by addressing the holy names, we are again making the connection. Feel the separation and make the connection. Huh? Another statement from him, because I really feel we can learn from someone who chants for so many years he made personally to me. At that time, he tried to make the 24-hour kirtans in Vrindavan going, but unfortunately there were not sufficient chanters, so he ended up chanting maybe 12 hours a day, or I really don't know, really a long time. And his voice at that time was very coarse and sometimes would fail. Now, I was from Europe, and I had this problem that when I would do Harinam Sankirtan in the winter cold, my voice would also poof out, or I don't know how you say it in proper English. Can we say like this, or is that it's a little slang? Like, let us not say like this. I would lose my voice, you know? And I didn't know of Fisherman's Friend at that time. So I had this problem. I said, Ayendra Prabhu, what do you do when you lose your voice and you can't sing any longer? Because 12 hours, you know, in heat and cold. You can ask our jewels here, Amala Purana, Madhava Prabhu, Varun. Varun Prabhu, and maybe others, it's tough. Then it's very cold, then it's very hot, then you are very this, and you are very that. It's not easy. So then what do you do when you lose your voice? He said, this was the question, what do you do when you lose your voice? And Ayendra looked at me, and he looked so tender, like a little child, you know. He had this mood. Sometimes he was, or most of the time he was quite intense, but he was also like this. So he said, then you sing with your heart. When you lose your voice, you sing with your heart. And then he looked at me, you have to do this anyways all the time. What a good answer. I thought maybe he gives me a medicine, Ayurveda, you know. No, the medicine is you have to sing from the heart, and you have to do it anyways. So, how to make the connection that would take a whole week to explain. With active learning, and we would have to take you to through a retreat. But here I will give you something extremely practical. Only when you chant with an inner connection can you get the nourishment from the chanting. And only then you remain attentive. See, we always know this problem of inattention. We are in the kirtan or in the japa, and our mind starts to roam about and leave the kirtan or the japa. And attention is a great importance for our spiritual practice. And Prabhupada used to say, there was once a German devotee who came to him and said, Prabhupada, how can I chant with attention? And then Prabhupada looked at him and he chuckled and he said, just try to hear yourself chant sincerely. Just try to hear yourself chant sincerely. That means you first have to chant sincerely, then you can hear it. And again, sincerity, that is all a matter of worship and connection. I would want to now end. I would like to only ask Madhava Prabhu, just very briefly, can you give the audience, please, a tip, what you do or what you have learned about how to chant with a connection, an inner connection, and not be disconnected. Hare Krishna, the microphone Mit Danke Mikrofon, nichts.
This is a very good question, Maharaj. It's very simple, but it is also very complicated. Well, the feeling of being actually useless, of having no good qualities whatsoever, really, really feeling that actually qualifies us to be able to cry for Krishna, to be we are destitute. We think we have some great personality, we have some great Madonna player or singer. But when we really, really look ourselves in the mirror, we know our true self, and it's very dead. Well, at least I'm talking from my heart, very dead inside. So with that kind of a feeling, the heart opens up. The heart is ready to cry and receive the mercy of the holy names. That's very simple and practical thing that I try and do.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. We can hear here someone who chants. Yeah, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to also say that he can do kirtan always, kirtaniya sada hari, who feels himself humbler than the straw in the grass, a straw in the street. Huh? Yeah. Thank you, Madhava. Thank you very much. To end this part, I would like to take you through a little exercise where we will sing together and try to connect we teach this in our this is the first step, like the starting point. We teach this to the participants in the different international retreats, and you will get now a little introduction to this. I request you to sit straight first of all. The idea is here, we want to align the three things which are with us: body, mind, and heart. Align means we want to connect it. So I do remember, I'm seeing Baladev in the back. I remember when my brother met Srila Prabhupada, the first lesson he got is, you know, he was sitting like this before Prabhupada. I'm sorry. And then the first lesson Prabhupada gave him in his life, you know, he just had been he was there for Amsterdam, for the Amsterdam temple. I think you reside in Amsterdam. Is that so Prabhupada looked at him. He was just innocently sitting like this. Prabhupada went with his knees like this on the Vyasasan and said, "Don't sit like this. Sit properly." My brother looked to me, "How do I sit properly here in the circle of exalted souls?" And so when you sit properly, you know, you bring your body there. You are now chanting. So this is. But I really want to step beyond this. You're very. Then bring your mind there. Try to chant sincerely. You could do like Madhava Prabhu has said. You go with your mind and look at you in the mirror, and you will see still a conditioned soul in need of mercy. So bring your mind there. And finally, bring your heart there. And I really want to talk on this. I'm looking for my glasses. I want you to sit like this and connect with your mind. You are now in Radha Desh. Please look around. You sit in the Kirtan hall. Be there with your mind. And bring your heart to the following situation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is on the beach of Puri. And before him sits his dearest devotee, who will be the instrument for spreading the holy name, the Namacharya, Srila Haridas Thakur. He also sits here with us on the altar. And Haridas Thakur addresses Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with a prayer. And I request you to concentrate as I read this prayer, a prayer of utter humility, and allow it to open your heart, and we sing then from there a kirtan. O Lord, be merciful and appear on my tongue in your holy name. Dance there constantly, O Lord. I fall at your feet and I beg you. You may keep me in this world or take me to your abode as you please. But whatever you do with me, feed me the divine nectar of your names. I am the most lowly, whereas you are committed to the uplift of the lowest. This is our eternal relationship, O Savior of the fallen. I beg you to shower me with the nectar of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hi-bo! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare
Rama Rama Hare Hare
But brief, huh? If you tell everything, then...
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj, because you just sung this melody. And all Gita Weekend, this is my favorite melody. And I was thinking, nobody's singing this. And now I hear. So, I should have my desire this day. Thank you. This is my highest part of the Gita Weekend.
My name is Krishna Chandadas. I have a voice. I want to share something very short. I experienced yesterday because I really like Kirtan. I like to come to Radhadesh. When I joined the Meet, Madhava was one of the first words I made, and I like to dance and chant. And yesterday, when Gopal Hari Prabhu was leading the Kirtan, he started to chant the Mahamantra in the name Golden Thai. And I never experienced the powerful spiritual shakti in the name, because everybody was chanting, screaming actually. It was really coming from the heart, and the spiritual energy was really powerful. I never really see or feel it before. It was amazing.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Is there somebody else? Yeah, Krishna Kirtan Prabhu.
When you go to the gym for a workout, before you do that, you have to warm up, stretch the muscles. And I was also thinking in the Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada is reading a section called Setting the Scene. So the thing that I liked about this Kirtan retreat, especially, is the small meditation was that such an large amount of people were giving before chanting, because we chant all year round, all of us, we do our chapel, we go to the temple, we do kirtan, but often we just sit down and just, you know, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, we just chant. But going in with the meditation is similar to a good workout at the gym. You have to warm up first and set the, you know, train the mind up to not run away like the Mercury does. So thank you for the meditation.
Okay,
intimate feeling of, from the first moment, it was connecting more and more and more until so it wasn't just the bhajan now. It's not just one single bhajan in the moment, it just keeps increasing. And I really like to think,
some great souls, then maybe he might notice my chanting as well. So, because before coming, I used to think that, well, in our temples we're chanting every day, and we have great Vaishnavas coming through our temples, we have Kirtan morning and evening, so what's the necessity of coming to a program like this? And when I came, then I realized that this is the necessity, that when there are 200, 300 devotees chanting together, then it was so amazing. It's just that feeling of 300 people calling out to Krishna and hoping that Krishna may hear us.
Actually, it's related to this, actually, because this morning I was taking my breakfast with Shananda Prabhu, and he was talking about the last night, the kirtan. And in the conversation, Shananda Prabhu said, actually, yesterday during Maharaj kirtan, I was feeling that he was like 1,000 devotees during chanting. Not 250, but at least 1,000, because it was so powerful.
Thank you, Maharaj, for your inspiration. All I wanted to say was one very wonderful devotee said something to me yesterday. He said, when we chant, it's like we're knocking on Krishna's door. Most of the time, it's like we're knocking on the door and then we run away, not concentrating. He said, what benefit do you ride if you knock on someone's door and then you don't even stay there to see them? So this is what happened to me a lot of the time. So after you said that to me, I was trying to concentrate on knocking on the door, waiting there for Krishna to open the door, and then actually see Krishna. And like this, it was really sweet when your kirtan set to mind was on last night. I think I was able to do that because I was kind of sitting behind you. You are not going to Krishna, so. I
My name is Jeremy Thagore, yes. You could have what we just said. I had an amazing realization by Krishna's mercy. I thought that he died when he gets all the information from Kurukshetra and tells the Dhritarashtra. When I looked at Shachinanda Swami, I was thinking of this verse that where Krishna is, there is the darkness cannot be there. So I was thinking of Shachinanda Swami, as he was protecting the whole event from Mana and empowering us that we could receive Krishna's mercy.
Just want to share my
but please not about me.
His kirtan was very nice. Many of us have been departing with love and the cycle of mind from his kirtan. And he kind of brought that back, and that night I had a sleep and I had a dream where a lot of us were doing their kirtan and Mahaprabhu was leading. It finished, everybody was ecstatic. We went late night to the tent to take prasadam. And everybody's taking prasadam, happy, and then all of a sudden somebody said, Mahendra's back. And then, so then everybody lifts their plate of prasadam and they walk outside the tent. And Mahendra was walking now with a little kirtan party with his harmonium, doing stand up kirtan, and everyone just drops the plate of prasadam. So, in some sense, thank you for coming.
Bravo! Bravo!
Well, thank you, Nitin, for this, from your answers or what you have said. You can really see that all of you are very much deeply thinking and reflecting about this, knocking on Krishna's door and connecting through kirtan. And it's really wonderful to see how, I know from my side, I'm so happy to be in your association and have the chance to chant together with you. Oh, thank you. You're now coming to our second part. We call it the Kirtan Forum. And in this part, we are wishing to hear from our famous kirtaniers something. And we'll present what they're temporarily doing, what they wish to do, where they need maybe some support. And you can also ask them questions if you feel like you wish to know something more. So our first kirtan star to be called and present himself is our Madhava Prabhu.
Bravo! Bravo!
I have to share with you, and you all know Madhava, you know him better than I do most probably, and how to introduce him to everybody who knows him. But I have to say that yesterday, he inspired me so much. We had a short meeting on some various events that we're going to have together. And then he told me, Pandandini, you know, it's so important to start things on a small scale to make a good base first, you know, become strong, and then slowly build it up. And then he shared how he actually came from Vrindavan to the West in 1999, and how he started really doing his kirtans and bhajans, not on a big scale immediately, but he was singing for, it's 11 years or 10 years, and as Indra Prabhu told him, even if you sing to the four walls, just sing kirtan. So we really see how he was doing this for 10 years, and today he's really like recognized from all of us, and yeah, let us hear from him what he has to tell us. Madhava Prabhu, keep talking.
Thank you very much. In the session of Mara said that he was very nervous. Or actually more nervous than not. I'm not a speaker at all. I would rather sit there and have 2 hours of your time. I have been asked to speak a few words, so with all of your blessings, I will try and say something. Well, I will start from
where I was trained up to do kirtan. Well, my parents gave me my first mandala when I was 5 years old. So I grew up playing around it, getting the brahmacharis, the Tibetan monkeys, because I didn't even have the mandala. You like, you know, push me out of the temple. But I just kept on playing. And I was listening to various kirtans, especially Vyasapi, who was old kirtans. And I was listening to the Nirvana playing. And I always thought, well, I want to be the best Nirvana player. I was 8 years old. And, well then, you know, the years kept on going. Teenage, I was quite crazy, as most cool boys were. I was laughing there. But, what really kept me going was kirtan. I loved kirtan and the sadhana, not so much the philosophy. But kirtan started really, really saving me. And when I was 18, I left Mauritius. I went to Vrindavan and joined the 25 kirtan. It was the first time I left Mauritius, small country. Went to India. Took a bus from Delhi to Mathura. It was like a culture shock. I was in the bus, I put my bag in, you know, in the middle there, because there was no other place. People were walking on my backs now. Oh, let me back home. This is like, this is another crazy place. But I got to Vrindavan and I sat down the very first day. And then one devotee asked me if I wanted to put Vrindavan. Sure. I put Vrindavan for a little bit. And then this devotee came after and told me, yeah, you play nice Vrindavan, why don't you join the 25 kirtan? And I told him, yeah, actually I came to join the 25 kirtan. And I had a letter of recommendation for an Indra devotee. So, and he looked at me, he smiled, and he said, I don't mind him. And he was a white man. That was my very first meeting with Indra devotee. And he had so much to give to all of us, but personally, everyone had personal, like many people had personal feelings with anger, some heavy feelings, some a little bit more sweet feelings. Well, I had both. In the beginning, it was very, very heavy. Because I was 18, I thought I was on top of the world right in Uganda. And every day for like 2-3 hours, my people would really, really pound on my ego. I knew the point to press. It's called the ego point. It's in the heart. Everyone knows it, right? It's a very painful point when it's being attacked. And Ayurveda, he wasn't vicious while doing this. He was really, really caring. He wanted me to play Ronaldo on a different level, to really respect what I had in my hands, not just an instrument that I can show off my musical talents, but an instrument that could really, well, the mridanga is not different from bhara, but to use this instrument to really blow the top of the roof by doing kirtan, to really connect, to really put all the feelings that we have in that instrument. So I told me that grateful to him. And there are many things that, that he taught me. And one very nice experience that I had with him. Everyone's got time, right? I'm just going to tell this little story here. One day, came knocking on my door and said, "My brother's still cleaning the toilets." I thought, "Yeah, you must be joking, right?" He told me, "No, let's go clean the toilets." I said, "No, we have never ever go clean the toilets. It's the toilets in the Brahmachari Ashram." And I'll leave you to picture it. It was quite disgusting. But Aina was really serious. He told me, "Let's go clean the toilets." And I told him, "No, I never clean any toilets, not even in my house." And he put on his gum shirt, and he had his gloves on, and he was walking out of his room with this big gallon of acid. And it made me realize, made me think, well, Aina is such an elevated person. He's got so much basic chanting. And he's been around for such a long time. He's a wonderful devotee. What am I to think that, you know, I can't go and clean the toilets? So then I put on my gamsha. And I went with Aina Guru to the toilets, and we cleaned the toilets for 3 hours. And it was one of my most amazing experiences, because it was actually scrubbing the dirt from the hot. It was, you know, really getting down to the very core of the hot. And I felt, wow, this is quite an experience. It's not that, you know, I wanted to do it again. But it was an experience that I felt really, really helped me in being a kirtan in a better way. Because without humility, we cannot chant. It's very hard. You know, if we have pride in the heart, it's practically impossible. We can chant. We can chant, just like Mara said, you know, the shadow of the holy names. But the real nectar, the real thing, we're not going to be getting that. So humility, Aina Guru taught humility in person. He didn't just talk about it, but he actually got down to do it. That's why his kirtans were, and will be always powerful. Aina Guru sat down, just 1 square meter, in front of Radha Shyam Sundar and Shri Vrindavan, and changed the face of kirtan in the ISKCON world, and more than that, just by his faith, his love, his conviction to the holy names of the Lord. So wonderful. I'm very, very thankful to Aina Guru for having taught me, for having tolerated me. And now I'm here Radhavish by Aina Guru's mercy. Alright, come on. Without Aina, the last day when I was leaving her, Vrindavan, other people who are coming to his room, he sat me in front of his morning time and said, I've trained you for all these years. You're my best, you're going to play. Now you're leaving. Who's going to play for me? And I told him, oh, you'll find someone. And then he said, well, not like you. And he started crying. Anger was very heavy. But he was also very, very soft. You know, he had so much love in the heart. And then he told me, wherever you go, always check. Even if you have to sink to the four walls. So we actually do not really need an audience. We don't need 100, 200, 1,000 people to sing. The real audience is in the heart. Krishna is there. Krishna listens. It's the crying of the soul to the Lord. So, yeah, this crying is sometimes, you know, especially the men, they think, well, they don't chairs, why do we need to cry? Right, we feel like that, right? This is a question for the men.
I'm not a man. Who's that? You look like one.
Yes, but crying is so beautiful. It's the real love for Krishna. When we, you know, the gopis cry, or the gopis cry on a different level. But we should try and aspire to be somewhat little, very little bit like that. Well, that's a little bit about my training as a kirtaniya, my little history background with my Hindu. Now I'm just going to tell you a little bit about the different kirtan projects that I've done. I will be doing also for this year. This is last year's. We had a kirtan tour in Australia. It was called Yoga's Music. We had we were in Australia for 5 weeks, and 4 of those weeks we traveled intensely throughout Australia. We had two 24-hour kirtans, one 12-hour kirtans, and we had different kirtans in the yoga schools. And we had this, our first time to Australia, and it's always a little scary to go to a new place. You don't know if you're going to have a good night on the radio or a couple places speeding up. It's not so easy. So basically, I just had to depend on Krishna's mercy, whatever Krishna sends. I will accept that and do whatever I got to try and do some service for Srila Prabhupada's movement. So this is a little clip of the Australian tour that we did last year in March. Just one thing before we start. We're just showing you this to let you know what's happening outside of Belgium, outside of Europe, in the kirtan world. It's not. You're not showing this. Well, I'm not showing you this to boast my ego or show you that. I'm just and I travel to Kirtan and I do Kirtan every day. But this is just a very humble offering for the pleasure of the devotees here, for the pleasure of Prabhupada, to help a little bit in this moment.